Good more.
Good morning.
Well, we're delighted to welcome you on the D15 today on 92.5 Phoenix FM. We had the pleasure of speaking with you back when the meteor shower was about to take place, but that's history now. Before we get further into it, I had a telephone call last evening from a person in Ballinabrana in Carlow to explain what the trail across the sky of many lights was.
Have you
any idea to that?
Yes, people who follow our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, will have seen that we predicted this trail of lights. It's a part of the Starlink internet from space system that Elon Musk's company, SpaceX, is launching. There are over 5,000 satellites. They launched about 20... at a time. They only did that a few days ago, and for about a couple of weeks afterwards,
Carl's entirely is right. I just need one of these ninja blasts. Like, I need one of these Smith smoothies for fat loss.
They spread out.
Oh my god, and
I've
seen all the girls on Instagram, they're all making these recipes in their air fryers. That's why I can't do it.
Broadband people. And they look quite pretty. They're really vermin of the sky because they've been ruining photographs and research efforts. Just the early days yet, by the end of this decade, he and other companies as well will have about 100,000 of these things in the sky. They'll be the most prolific satellites that we have, all giving internet to people down on the ground. So a lot of astronomers are very upset at this. But while we're watching the launches, they do, I have to confess, look very pretty in the sky. I saw them myself. We have hundreds of reports in from all around the country, and we'll be predicting them again this afternoon. So go to our website, astronomy.ie. Down the bottom, you'll see Facebook, Twitter, Instagram links, and follow
there. My name
there.
Is Conor Ryan, and every I just ran.
You'll get told exactly what time to go out and watch them.
Welcome
That's
back.
Very good, because I have seen many people raising a query about. They've been seen in Enniscorthy, they've been seen in Sandyford, they've been seen here in D15, and they've been seen in Carlow. So people are interested in what's happening out there in the space world. And
there's nothing like them in the sky. Normally you see one satellite on its own, maybe two. The International Space Station is flying over as well. Now, it's got people on board, and four more are due to go up tonight, and we should see them then. Tomorrow, when it flies over just after sunset, all being well, they actually already delayed the launch 24 hours, so let's see if it really goes up first. But again, we'll keep people posted free of charge on our social media.
That's brilliant. Now, what about the waste of these when they're burned out and all that kind of stuff? Is that an issue?
Yeah, it's becoming an increasing problem. The International Space Station has had to dodge objects in space several times. It's probably doing it more than once per year at this stage. And as more and more commercial operators put more and more satellites up there in space, the air is becoming quite cluttered. And there's this, what they call, pizza box around the International Space Station. If memory serves me right, it's about a kilometre deep, but a couple of kilometres on each side. And if anything passes within that, which is still a long way from the International Space Station, just in case the predictions are off, they have to either maneuver the International Space Station, or if they don't get the warning late enough, they actually all get into their escape capsules and wait for the danger to pass. And that's the people side of things. Then there are satellites that are working up there are very expensive, typically in the tens to hundreds of millions of dollars in value. So if anything hits those and destroys them, that's a serious incident for the operators. So again, if there are more and more satellites, the chance of collisions go up. Now, they are all being tracked by radar, but well, we had 100,000 of them by the end of this century, and there's only a few thousand active at the moment. So that's a real game changer that people are seriously worried about. And there's even one researcher called Kiesler has figured out that if low Earth orbit, as it's called, it gets too cluttered. If one object hits another and they kind of speed they're moving at miles, kilometers per second, then they would smash each other to smithereens. And each of those smithereens could hit another satellite and cause a cascade effect and bring everything in low Earth orbit down. They've even called it the Kiesler effect after him. But you're right, it is becoming a bit of a serious problem. Modern civilization relies on satellites to keep us all going. We couldn't do all the logistics of moving food and goods around the world without them nowadays. So it's something people on the ground aren't really aware of. But people operating in space are seriously concerned about, and even trying to develop methods to drag down old satellites when they're past their, when they break down, or when they reach the end of their life, or they're replaced by a newer, better model, rather than just leave them up there to eventually hit something.
And then who exactly is responsible for taking care of that, for making sure that this doesn't happen? Because we've got private companies involved, we've got governments involved, and then we've got conflicting governments on, you know, different sides that don't necessarily agree on things.
Yeah, it's a bit of a Wild West territory. There are certain UN regulations, for instance, about no use of nuclear weapons in space, but there's no real space law yet. And so the organizations that allow satellites to be launched, for instance, America, the Federal Aviation Authority, they're more concerned about that when you launch it and cause too much damage on the ground, or the rocket or anything goes wrong, doesn't land on a populated area. I'm sure when we get to hundreds of thousands, that you're not putting too many satellites into an already crowded airspace over the USA. Well, people are becoming increasingly concerned. There's about $40 billion a year to be made in internet satellites, it's reckoned. And that's a huge market that a lot of people are chasing, not just Elon Musk. Jeff Bezos is doing it as well. Some big consortiums of companies, you know, they've just seen the business model for this. It's not very complicated. On the back of an envelope, $40 billion, you can make a lot of money providing internet to people down on the ground. And so it's hard to stop the commercial forces from going ahead. I think they want to be regulated because it's not in their interest either if those 100,000 satellites come crashing down one day.
And this all is just actually on the peripherals of your expertise. You're actually here to talk about the classes and workshops that you have on offer at Astronomy Ireland.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, normally we worry about things much further afield, but because these satellites, A, look pretty in the sky, and B, are going to cause problems. We're keeping an eye on them ourselves. The research astronomers are really looking into this. I mean, for instance, Ireland's a member of a consortium of European countries is building a 1.2 billion euro telescope, so a lot of Irish taxpayer money going into that, and it's reckoned now maybe 30% of its work will be ruined by these satellites streaking across the pictures they're taking. But we normally deal, as you said, with things much further afield. So the universe, the Big Bang, where did it all come from? But also the stuff closer to us, like the planets, which we've sent spacecraft to. So we not only have incredible pictures, but we now know an awful lot about what goes on the planets. So we've got this course, started over 20 years ago now, runs twice a year. And the whole idea is to take beginners and give them a smattering of astronomy over eight evenings. In this case, it's Wednesday. It starts on the last day of January, 31st January, and for 2 hours each Wednesday night, we'll try and tell you about the sun, the moon, and the planets, the cosmology, the Big Bang, where did it all come from, is there life in the universe, but also telescopes and how to use them and how to find your way around the sky. So if you go to our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see a list, classes are heavily promoted on that at the moment, and you see a list of what the eight topics are, each of the classes. And after 16 hours of fun talks about the entire universe, you should have a pretty good working knowledge of what's going on out there in the universe at large. Something we don't teach in Irish schools, yet thousands of people have taken these classes. So there's a vast interest in it, and I'd urge people to sign up for today. Don't delay. Don't leave it till January 31st.
I'm just an interesting observation in relation to the Young Scientists exhibition that was on in the RDS last week. I did not hear very much associated with astronomy and the atmosphere and all of that in relation to what you guys are at and with new beginners that you want to join the organisation. That would be a wonderful forum to grasp interested people.
Yes, there are always projects related to space at the BTE Young Scientists exhibition. I wasn't able to get along myself this year, We were hoping one of our volunteer reporters, as we call them, would get along and specifically interview. I think there were 2,000 projects submitted and 500-odd were actually exhibited. We've done this in previous years, and there would be at least a half a dozen research projects done by the young scientists. And it's definitely fascinating the young people. We have a large number, I'm trying to remember the percentage, but perhaps a third of all of our members are under 18. There's a special rate for those. Membership is subsidized for everybody in the country by all the fundraising we do. And we even go a little bit lower than that for young people, because we do see them as the future. And if you like, the pension plan for Astronomy Ireland, to make sure the society, which is already the most popular in the world, gets even bigger. So if you know any kids that are interested, you can give them a gift subscription of membership. That way, once a month and once a week, they'll get an email. Once a month, dropping through a letterbox will be a fantastic colour magazine telling them what's been happening in Irish skies, what to see in the coming months, Irish skies, and all the news from around the world, especially with comments by Irish researchers, because as I said, we're leading the world at the moment. The European Southern Observatory is that organisation that's building the 1.2 billion euro telescope in Chile, even though it's a European project, and it's going to be by far the biggest telescope that we have, and looks like we'll have for a very long time. The Americans are trying to build one much smaller than the European one. And just recently, appointed director of the European Southern Observatory was an Irish astronomer, Professor Tom Ray. Well, a great friend of Astronomy Ireland, given us talks in the past, and the huge congratulations to him. He's basically the world's leading astronomer now, an Irishman.
No, they're not in
the young people can look up to.
Yeah, but you're a hard act to follow as well.
Well, you know, Astronomy Ireland doesn't do any real research. Our job is, we're just a group of people who are fascinated by looking at the sky and finding out more. So if that's you, you haven't got any training in science, we want you to join. In fact, if you're not interested in space, you're missing out. We really want you to join. So anybody at all in the country, on the island, all 7 million of them, should really be members of Astronomy Ireland. And I think through our free email list, our social media and our paid-up membership, we have over 100,000 people on the island all watching the skies, or trying to get them to go out and watch things. Like, for instance, tonight, the big feature in the magazine this month is that the moon will pass very close to Jupiter tonight. So if it's clear, like it's been over the last few nights, look at the moon, and this brilliant star blazing
tonight
right next to it in the sky. That's actually the planet Jupiter. It's really 40 times wider than the moon, but it's thousands of times further away. And so it looks like a bright star beside the moon, simply because of it being a line of sight effect. So, you know, we can now tell you exactly how far away these things were. In antiquity, this happened all the time, and they had no idea what was really going on.
Do you remember
exactly what's going on?
Thank you very much, David. It's fascinating to have an interview such as that. And your passion, again, coming through very clear and of interest to our listeners. So we would encourage, and we agree with that, that anybody who has an interest in going out, looking at the night sky, you will be fascinated what you will see and find out there.
Oh, and if I could just mention, for the especially for the Dublin 15 area, our headquarters are actually in Blanchardstown, though our membership is scattered all around the country. But we have a workshop for anybody who got a telescope for Christmas or has a telescope but doesn't know how to use it. Next week, on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Details are on the website, astronomy.ie. The evening classes, by the way, are online, so you can do those anywhere in the country. But that workshop also, we have our own telescopes there pointing at Jupiter, that I just mentioned. So it's a Jupiter watch and the Christmas telescope workshop. 7 p.m. next Wednesday. Everybody should go to the website, get a ticket and come along.
Thanks very much, David. It's a pleasure to speak
My
with
pleasure.
You. And bye for now.